All right, so we've been talking about this now for the better part of a day. I said that I was going to utter, and by the way, this next interview is very graphic in nature. You've been warned. I mentioned yesterday I had heard maybe the most devastating phrase I'd ever heard in my life, either in or out of sports: ruptured testicle. And that an MMAer, a lightweight, UFC lightweight, Devin Powell, had suffered that. But a funny thing happened. It was the most devastating thing I'd ever heard, but he was online making light of it. And it was incredible. And I had this whole take about it. I cannot believe that this guy suffered an injury of that nature and he's clowning it. He's making light of it. This is amazing. So then Devin tweeted at me and said, "Hey, listen, Rome, thanks for the shout out. If you want to talk about it, I'm here to talk about it." So I said, "Absolutely, I want to talk about this." So here we are. Here we bleeping are. I'm joined right now by a UFC lightweight. He's 8-3-0, and he did suffer a ruptured testicle in training with Joe Lozon. Devin Powell is my guest. Devin, my man, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Devin, I'm great. I'm great. The thing is, I mean, given the nature of your injury, I'm not sure if I can't wait to talk to you or if I never want to talk to you because of the nature of that injury, but here we are. Listen, why don't we start at the very beginning? You're from South Berwick, Maine. For those who have never been to York County, Maine, what was your life like there?
It was far from what I'm doing now. I grew up playing music and just pretty much doing everything but contact sports. And I finally got out of school, stopped playing music because everybody became an adult and grew up. And I was working at a passport center, complacent with what I was doing, and I just wasn't really happy with life, and I found martial arts, and I started doing it every single day, and I fell in love with it. So, I love New England. I love being in the snow. I love being able to surf and snowboard and all that stuff. So I love the place. Everybody complains about it, but I'm a huge fan. I live in Wells, Maine now, and right by the beach. It's awesome.
Devin Powell joining us. I mean, this story to me is getting even better. So, I mean, you were kind of late to it, but you said in describing MMA, I mean, you found it and, quote, it's in your blood. It sounds kind of cliche, but what do you mean by that? It's in your blood.
Yeah, I mean, I've suffered a lot of injuries training and in fights. Like, I was on the Dana White Looking for a Fight TV show. That's how I got signed to the UFC. And I took the fight short notice, and in the fight I was doing really well, and then I got caught with a good shot that just snapped my nose. It was pretty much, my nose was on the side of my face. I tried to wipe it away because I thought it was a glob of Vaseline, but it was actually just my nose. But I powered through. I ended up dropping the guy, hopping on his back, choking him out, and then hopping up on the cage and being like, "Dana, is my nose broken?" He's just laughing and shaking his head yes. There's just, you know, it's sometimes the fight's in you. There's people that are phenomenal at fighting, but they look for a way out. I could have easily just been a hermit about this whole thing, but injuries happen. This is just a really terrible one, and it's just, you know, it's a little more personal, but, you know, I could have sat back and not said anything, but I preferred to be open about it. And I mean, I'm sure somebody is going to wear the pup forever now and avoid this injury, so hopefully some good things will come of it, aside from me getting a little bit of extra, you know, publicity.
Devin Powell joining us. That is so great. Devin, I was thinking exactly that yesterday. When I thought about this and I saw your tweet to me, I'm like, this guy, what is with this guy? If this happened to me, I would be a hermit. I would go away, and you're out in front of it and you're making light of it and you're having fun with it. You know, I'm glad you mentioned Dana White because I wanted to ask you about that. You had come through a stretch where you had 4 fights in 6 months and you were taking a little bit of time off, but then you got that message with the possibility of being a part of Dana White's show looking for a fight. So what was your reaction when you got that message from him? And then how much time did you have off, or how much time did you have to get ready for that?
So it was pretty much an instantaneous yes. There's really no options. I had 3 weeks to get ready for it. I was definitely on the injured reserve list, but I'd much rather go in there hurt than not go in at all and not ever have this opportunity that I've had with the UFC. And the UFC is the absolute pinnacle. You know, there's no comparing it. You can fight your whole life and do incredible and never get your shot. So this was my clear-cut chance to get to the big leagues, and I absolutely had to jump on it. So that's what I did. I didn't come that far to not hop on a chance to keep chasing my dreams. So
yeah, Devin, you said also during that fight, though, things were going pretty well, and then you took a pretty good shot, and your nose was on the side of your face, and you didn't know it at first. You thought it was Vaseline and just tried to wipe it off. You got word after the fight that Dana wanted to talk to you. What did he want to talk about, and what was that moment like for you?
Yeah, so it was pretty surreal. I went out back after the fight. You know, you're riding the high on the adrenaline. I went out back and saw the doctor. My coach actually fixed my nose right after the fight in the cage. She's like, I'm going to do this now before it hurts anymore. I didn't even feel it when he straightened it, but whenever they read the decision, I was already looking a little bit better. Still ugly, but a little bit better. But I went out back, again, riding that high, just feeling good, and then it slowly starts fading away. The pain starts setting in. I actually tore my knee in that fight, too. I tore my MCL, and so I was just kind of sitting on the floor. I had a five-year-old daughter who didn't even want to look at me. I was just covered in all my blood, and it was just gross. I don't blame her, but you kind of sit there, and you don't really know what the future holds, and you just think that you put on a great performance, but you really can't tell what they're thinking. And then shortly before the night ended, before everybody left the arena, he came out back with his crew. So I got up off the floor, shook his hand. Him and Matt Serra and Din Thomas were all there. They all just were cracking jokes, making fun of my shorts because they're lime green and like purple and crazy colored, and telling me how I got to have big balls to be able to wear those, ironically enough. And he just said it was my prime time right now because I was 29 at the time. I might have been – actually, I was 28, I believe. And he just shook my hand. He said, I'm interested. Pick up your phone. So a couple of days later, Joe Silva, who was the previous matchmaker for the UFC, called me and gave me my contract, and that was that. He stuck to his word, and he liked me, and I'm now on the Dana White Looking for a Fight show, and it's pretty incredible and surreal.
It's incredible. Devin Powell joining us. Now, when you mention, it seems kind of self-evident, but when you say your coach fixed your nose right there in the ring, how did your coach fix your nose, which was on the side of your face, right there in the ring?
So my coach, Adam Rivera, he's been with me since the very beginning. His claim to fame is Brandon Vera, an old-school MMA fighter who's still active and incredible. He had all of his teeth knocked out by Brandon Vera. I think Brandon Vera might have broken his nose in that fight too, but he's fixed a fair share of fighters' noses. So pretty much he just put his thumbs together. I think you usually use like popsicle sticks if you have them or Q-tips, but we weren't too equipped with the right equipment. So he just put his thumbs together and just clicked it right into place. And it went from pretty much a question mark to a crooked straight line.
Okay, Devin, we haven't even talked about what we were going to talk about. This is mind-blowing to me. So then you're training with Joe Lozon, and Joe is a legend in the sport. Joe's an absolute monster. What's it like to train with him?
It's amazing training with Joe. He's one of the most giving fighters or coaches that is out there in the Northeast. He's very open about training. Some academies are very, not, I don't want to say selfish, but they don't like having other people to come train with them. You know, they kind of keep it in-house, but Joe is really onto something. The fact that we're in the Northeast, there's these gyms, and I actually went and trained at one, American Top Team. They have thousands of fighters, and that's in Coconut Creek, Florida. But in the Northeast, we don't have too many guys that are on that next level. We have great fighters, but we need to come together, and we need to work together to stay relevant. So that's what I do. I go there every Monday and train with him. He lets my team come and travel. It's like a 2.5-hour drive, but 100% worth it. But yeah, that's how my Mondays play out.
All right, Devin Powell joining us. All right, so I was going to say, set the stage. I mean, according to your description from Instagram, the two of you were practicing knees on the ground. What does that involve?
All right, so here's the whole misconception or the this is really what happened.
Sure.
So we were training. He has a no-gi Brazilian jiu-jitsu class, which jiu-jitsu is similar to like wrestling, submission and grappling, basically. So we were just grappling. We're competing with each other, just rolling with each other. He was trying to pass my guard, is what it's called.
Sure.
Trying to get past my feet to control my upper body. And as he tried to pop his leg up and cut it to the side, his knee went straight down and just sandwiched my testicle against my pubic bone, and it exploded it. So the reason that I had said the thing about the knees on the ground, I mean, I was already all medicated, and I was told I was having surgery, and I had the ambulatory staff with me. Like, all right, well, you got to go into emergency surgery, so we're going to go now. I was like, oh, man, well, here's an opportunity. Can I get a quick picture? And it just ended up blowing up. And I made that kind of as a joke, also medicated, ready to go to surgery. And then everybody just thought that we were actually trying to, like, pop each other's testicles or something.
Devin Powell joining us. All right, so now we know exactly what happened technically. I mean, when it happened, I mean, I would assume, but did you immediately know that something was wrong, really wrong?
Yeah, I thought that it was exactly what happened. Hmm. I just also thought I was being a little baby. I felt it, and it felt like something had exploded. And I just really wasn't sure. I just know it's sometimes with the area so sensitive and kind of where you can really get a little more scared with such an area. I thought I was maybe just being a little baby about it. So I kind of waved it off. I went to the bathroom. And I was like, all right, you're going to take a peek. You're going to see how this looks. And if it looks okay, maybe you can get back out there. And I went out, kind of stripped down, checked it out, and it looked not too good, and it also felt like I had a third testicle in there. It was pretty terrible. So I went back out, and I just pretty much laid on the mat while everybody kept training. I laid there for like 30, 40 minutes probably, just pretty silent while everybody cracked jokes and stuff because nobody understood the severity of it.
Devin, I mean, if you've thought that you were not being courageous enough after suffering that, what does that leave me where I'm not sure I'm going to even make it through this conversation? Not brave at all. That's where it leaves me. Devin, you didn't even seek immediate medical attention, right? As the story goes, how long did you wait?
So here's the thing. I don't like throwing anyone under the bus, and I understand there's policies and stuff. So the UFC is absolutely incredible, and they take care of their fighters like huge. So they have policies for training-related injuries. So basically, there's a portion, just like any other insurance, you have to cover, which I'll have to take care of eventually. And then after that, they take care of your injuries. So I went immediately to a walk-in clinic or like a health center right next to Joe's Academy. And they pushed me out the door because I didn't have a traditional insurance. They said that they couldn't see me, and they're like, kick rocks. So wow. I left. I went and got a drink, and I went and laid in bed for like a day and a half because I was in so much pain. I was like, well, they won't see me, so I'm going to just try and ride it out. Otherwise, I would have had the surgery probably right away. So, yeah, that's what happened. I don't want to say the name of the place, and I know there's policies, but it was pretty unfortunate, and that's, I know, a whole new topic talking about, like, healthcare and all that, but that's really what happened.
No, I see what you're saying right there. Exactly. That's a whole different thing, but go kick rocks. So you literally went and had a drink and then went to lie down. I mean, I've got to ask, when something like that happens, what did you drink?
I had a Dark and Scary, which is, instead of a Dark and Stormy, it's 151 instead of the 90 proof stuff.
You know it.
Or 80 proof.
You know it.
So, real strong. Devin Powell. Feel the pain a bit.
My man. So exactly what is the treatment and the rehab process for a ruptured testicle? Now what?
So as far as I know, what happened, the testicle pretty much exploded. So there's like a sac inside the sac. And the way that I kind of equated it to was like if somebody takes a bag of chips and the testicle is the bag, and they kneel on it and the chips all go flying out, that's the chips would be the inside of the testicles. So they had to take all the insides, shove them back inside the bag, and then sew it right back up. And then they had to take the sack on the outside and then glue that all together. And it looks like a horror movie. It's terrible. It looks like a Frankenstein creation.
I'm sorry I asked,
like,
my man.
An adult.
I'm sorry I asked you that question. Devin, you're amazing.
No,
I mean, your approach really is amazing. I want to read a quote that you said. You said, quote, I'm not gifted at all, but I show up every single day when no one's here and I train my butt off. That's what you got to do. You'll fall, but you have to get back up. End of quote. Seems to me most people fall and they don't want to get back up. You suffer a ruptured testicle, but you want to get back up and you want to keep fighting. And I've got to ask the most obvious question. Why is that? What is that?
I felt what it's like to do something for a living that I didn't love, and I don't ever want to feel that way again. There are risks to martial arts. There's risks to being a firefighter or a police officer. But if it's what you truly love, you got to roll the dice. And if you hurt yourself, then you got to come to terms with it. You got to get better, and you got to be better. So that's all I'm going to do, and I'm always going to do that. I have my own academy, Nostos MMA, and I have a huge youth program that, and all those kids look up to me, and it's a huge responsibility. I'll never fall on my face and not get back up. Not for myself, not for my family, not for the students I teach. I love martial arts, and if I didn't love them, then it'd be easy to stay down and just do something else. But you know, I just gotta take everything in stride, just continue to be a better version of myself. You know, whether it's after a broken orbital socket like my first UFC fight, or ruptured testicle in a silly training accident, it's all just, you know, it's all just part of it. I could be negative about it, and I could say, why did this happen to me? But you know, I'm talking to Jim Rome right now. It's pretty cool.
Dude, I'm talking to Devin Powell right now, and I think it's really cool. And I think it's awesome that you're right. You could say, why me? And you could be negative, but you turned this thing on its head. And I think you took one of the biggest negatives ever and made it one of the biggest positives ever. So when you're healed up and you're ready to go, what then is the dream? Where do you go from here?
If anybody can tweet Dana White, Sean Shelby, whatever. I've just been trying to get a third UFC fight. My last one, I lost a split decision. It was a tough fight. The strike count, I doubled my opponents. And I just, every time I fight, I fight my heart out, and I just want another one. I know there's so many fighters in the UFC. One thing people don't really realize, John Anik actually broke it down for me, but because of how many fighters there are in the UFC and how many cards there are, it equates to less than 2 fights per year per fighter. So it's a lot to try and get through the list to get your next fight. So I'm just here training no matter what. You know, I'm training every day. If I'm hurt, I'm watching videos and I'm studying and I'm doing everything I can to get better every single day. And that's what I'll be doing until that next call I get. So I just want my next one, get back in the octagon, get healthy, and take care of my family, take care of some medical bills, and you know, get better every day, 1% better.
My man, Devin Powell, UFC lightweight, 8-3-0, suffered that ruptured testicle in training. Join the program to talk about that. Clones, if you're listening right now, you should do that. You should tweet at him, and you should also tweet at Dana White and say, we want to see this guy. He deserves another opportunity. All he wants is another fight, another chance. Tweet at Dana White and let him know you heard Devin Powell on this show, and this is a guy that you want to see fight. Make sure you do that. Devin, I can't tell you. Dude, you are awesome. You are a tremendous person with an amazing message. And, I mean, aside from making light of this, I love the power and the message you bring to it, my man. So, great to meet you. Great to have you on the show. And I promise you, this will not be the last time you and I have a conversation.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Devin, you're the best. Have a great day. Hang in there. I know you will. Keep battling, and we'll do it again soon. Clones, your thoughts on that? And sincerely, all he's asking for is an opportunity. I just want to fight again.